a nonprofit group that incentivizes development of zero-emissions infrastructure, is at work in outlying areas of the state like Humboldt County. The Clean Start organization promotes the transition to electric vehicles, or EVs, and is developing recommendations on how small businesses in Northern California can get involved. In an August 26 online presentation to the Community Economic Resilience Consortium, Thomas Hall, the group's executive director, said surveying is being done in the region to, quote, get feedback on how we can help with the transition to electrification and decarbonization of transportation. His group's work aligns with the state's goal of 100% zero emissions new vehicle sales by 2035, which Hall described as very ambitious, especially when it comes to accommodating EV use in rural areas.
We want to figure out, you know, where can small businesses move the needle? Where can small businesses participate in this? And where can, you know, maybe a little bit of support go a long way? Now, California right now, it's between 1 in 5 to 1 in 4 new vehicles sold are electric vehicles. That works out to about 6% of the state as vehicles being zero emissions vehicles. But most of the EVs are not, and the charging are not in rural areas, which, you know, makes adoption hard. It's a chicken or egg sort of thing. If you don't see EV chargers or know where they are, you're not going to buy one. And then you also have to think on the other side where, you know, how do you install an EV charger if you don't see EVs?
All electric vehicles face challenges in areas like the North Coast, where routes like 299 and 101 have 70-plus mile stretches without EV charging stations. Unreliable chargers and the high cost of home charger installations are also daunting. Clean Start's recommendations include a collaborative prize competition for small businesses that can develop cheaper home charger installs, a state-supported local EV buyer concierge network to assist EV buyers, and a rural EV-ready workforce initiative to train and retain local EV technicians. Another recommendation is to promote hybrid EVs that have gas backup ranges of 300 miles or more as a first step toward EV transition. In this exchange with Hall, Humboldt Hill resident Lila Roberts said a hybrid is the only viable choice until charging is more common and more time effective.
I have wanted an EV for years and years and years, and I cannot justify it given how much time I spend driving in genuinely remote parts of the state. Don't want to be stuck, don't want to be delayed in some cases, so have been going for hybrids instead. And so the greater the spread of charging stations, especially rapid charging, the more likely I am to say, okay, it's time.
So do you think about when you're doing that, how often do you think about, or is this a concern, how long it takes to charge? Like,
yes,
historically it can take a while. So,
yeah, I mean, picture, you know, I'm about to start driving back and forth 5 hours one way on a regular basis, and adding half an hour, 20 minutes to that is, it's not fun.
Other consortium members had similar feedback. Jamie Winters, a local outreach specialist with the state's Office of the Small Business Advocate, said the geographic range of her work bars EV use.
So I have 16 of the most rural counties, I would say, and I wouldn't trust having an all-electric vehicle any day out in that territory. If it was a hybrid, yes, but even running out of gas, to be honest, is sometimes a threat out there because there's just not a lot of service stations. So you really need to know where you're going. And plus, a lot of time you don't even have cell phone reception to be like, where's the next charger? You know what I mean? Like, you need to know those roads and how long those distances are. And you can lose cell service for like hours on end with very few people coming by to save you. And so I, even with the option sometimes at the state to do an electric vehicle, I literally can't do it because of the infrastructure of the far rural north.
Another issue is unavailable or limited home charging capability during grid power outages related to wildfires and storms. Greg Foster of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, the meeting's host, said hybrids are likely to be the most viable choice in rural areas for a while. He said, quote, "Until we get to that point where you have charging infrastructure that's ubiquitous, it's really hard for those of us who live and work in these very rural areas to really go all in." In response to the commentary, Hall said, quote, "I'm here to listen and get feedback and put something good together for people." During his presentation, he noted the region's gains. In Humboldt, the Redwood Coast Energy Authority has developed charging stations at 23 locations throughout the county, including 11 fast charging sites, and offers EV rebates. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.